Bible reading number 332, Galatians 4, verses 21 through 31. Two sons. Paul wrote these words, "Since some of you people still want to be under the law of Moses, tell me, won't you listen to what the law says? It is written that Abraham had two sons. The mother of one son was a slave woman. The mother of the other son was a free woman. Abraham's son from the slave woman was born in the normal human way, but the son from the free woman was born because of the promise which God made to Abraham. This true story is an example for us. The two women are like the two covenants between God and men. One covenant is the law which God made on Mount Sinai. The people who are under this covenant are like slaves. The mother, named Hagar, is like that covenant. Now, Hagar is like Mount Sinai in Arabia. She corresponds to the city of Jerusalem today. This city is a slave, and all of its people are slaves to the law. But the heavenly Jerusalem, which is above, is like the free woman. This is our mother. It is written, 'Be happy, O woman who cannot have children. You never gave birth. Shout and cry out with joy. You never felt the pain of giving birth. The wife whose husband has left her will have more children than the wife who has a husband.'" Isaiah 54, verse 1. One son of Abraham was born in the normal way. Abraham's other son, Isaac, was born by the power of the Spirit because of God's promise. My brothers, you are also children of promise, just as Isaac was then. Ishmael persecuted Isaac. It is the same way now. But what does the Scripture say? "Throw out the slave woman and her son. The son of the free woman will receive everything that his father has, but the son of the slave woman will receive nothing." Genesis 21, verse 10. Therefore, my brothers, we are not children of the slave woman. We are children of the free woman.